Okay, the fly girl has landed fresh from Quebec, back in the Queen City. So I got time today, guys. Hey, kind of glad to be on ground right now. That airplane got me kind of sick. Hey, but happy Monday, everybody. If you've rocked with me before, you know Phyllis Hyman is my girl. But we have a letter. In case you didn't know, my name is Angela Potareal. I am the diva of the brand, the talk show, the ministry, the televised talk show, the card game set, the podcast, all of that. And all of that's separate. It's not all encompassing, okay? But I got a letter. I got time today. And I want to get into it. And let me just let you know that this is something that keeps happening. So let me turn my girl down. Let me turn the volume down and we can get into it. But I love me some Phyllis Hyman. I'm an old school girl at heart. But I hope you guys are doing okay and fabulous. Yes. Just got back from Quebec. You know, the fires are raging over there, but somehow my airline thought it was a good idea to keep flying back and forth to Quebec. But anyway, what's a girl gonna do, right? So I'm gonna silence her and I'm gonna get into the letter, if that's okay with you. Okay? Yes, when you know how to love somebody, you gotta sing about it, right? So let me just silence her for a good hot second. But yeah, guys, this letter, what I'm about to read you, we've done this before. If you've rocked with me and you've heard my content, you know what? This feels kind of dry, so I'm just going to turn her down because I don't like dry. I don't like dry at all. Sing, girl. I'm just going to turn you down. Yeah, we've talked about this before. This is something that this is not new to people that have rocked with me. You've heard me read my letters before. This is that. And if anything, if you're going through something like this, or you suspect that something like this is happening to you under your nose, or if they're just playing in your face, just know that you're not alone. I know that's not comforting, but at least you know that you haven't invented a situation within a relationship that no one else has been through. Okay, so I'm gonna turn her down and let's get into this letter. You know I'm half blind, so I gotta get my glasses out so we can really get into this. Ooh, child, I'm telling you, some things will never stop, right? But let's just get into it, guys. And again, welcome to Diva Speaks Relationships. My name is Angela Potareal, and I'm going to read this letter, if that's okay with you guys. So our good sis writes, okay, she writes, my husband keeps denying he cheated with an ex-coworker. He says nothing happened. There was no physical contact and definitely no emotional relationship on his end. Thing is, his ex-coworker, who is also married, keeps sending him messages saying she misses him and misses talking to him. She feels guilty about him, Long story short, she sent him an email saying she confronted her husband of being in a physical and emotional relationship with someone else, and she wishes she didn't. She said her husband would forgive her actions. Yet, my husband never replies, but I chose to reply. Ooh, did you? She never gave me the time of day to speak with her, but 3 months later, she shows up at his job asking to talk. This girl starts texting him again, saying she misses him and wants to see him before she leaves out of town. I am mentally not okay and only heard my husband's part of the story. She's crazy. I was scared she would tell you anything, so I kept it going. It was never emotional on my end. So he claims this girl is crazy obsessed, yet messages say otherwise. Should I believe him? She doesn't want to talk to me, so what should I do? I told you we talked about this before. Did I not tell you that? I said we talked about this before. I've had this in a few letters. I remember I just restreamed one of the letters. I restreamed it on my Roku channel where this beautiful young lady, and I say beautiful in spirit because I don't know what she looks like physically, but she was about to get engaged, guys. And she found out that her fiance had the girl on his job. She was 3 months pregnant and she was wondering, should she go through with the wedding? I hope she didn't. Never heard back from her. But this is something that happens. And I always say, the workplace is where most people go to cheat in peace. Like it or not, that is what happens. The workplace, especially corporate America, and trust me, I just spent 30 years in corporate America before I left to be a flight attendant. Corporate America especially is where, baby, people go and make their money and get their side dishes and their side pieces of honey, okay? And if you don't have a partner who can remain committed no matter what is before him in the office, then you have a problem on your hands. But back to this letter. Good sis, what should you do? Well, first and foremost, just let me say that I am not one for walking out on marriages. I'm just not cut that way. But I do understand that there are circumstances that, you know, you can find yourself in where you have no other choice but to consider it, you know, especially when the vows have been broken and you're not getting the entire story, the complete story. When he's not being totally honest with you. And this is what I suspect, since this is what you're asking. You say, what should you do? Because you say he's denying that he cheated with an ex coworker. The denial signifies to me that he's not taking accountability for his role in whatever has transpired between him and the ex coworker. That's what that says to me. He wants to diminish what he has done by saying it wasn't physical, nor was it emotional. But honey, it was something. You mean to tell me that if we go by his account, that this woman is losing her mind and risking it all with her own marriage to be with your husband, if he absolutely has done nothing, he's played no part, no role whatsoever. He's just existing in the office or wherever the hell he works, and she just fell madly in love with him, and she can't stop sending him messages. Girl, don't be no fool. His involvement, his role, okay? He's been very active in all of this. And I will say that you failed to mention what he has done to check her. I understand as a woman, woman to woman, what it means to feel like another woman has trespassed on your property, meaning your marriage. I get that, girl, have been there. Ooh, Jesus, let me stick to this. I know what it's like to want to protect your marriage no matter what that joker is doing because you are in a covenant. I get it. I get wanting to check the female. I get wanting to have the conversation with her. But she doesn't owe you anything. And that's what you're going to have to realize real quick. That woman don't owe you a conversation. She doesn't owe you loyalty. She doesn't owe you anything, an explanation, a conversation. She doesn't owe you any efforts to back away. If she don't back off, you do as you please. I don't condone violence, but you know, she can't keep playing in your face with your marriage, but neither can your husband. Your husband has not really been honest with you. And what I was about to say was, you haven't said anything in this letter. You keep telling me about what she's been doing, okay, all of her efforts, but you haven't mentioned what he's done to try and stop it. Did he change his number? Has he taken out a restraining order? Did he forcefully tell her in front of you and her said husband that her advances are no longer welcome nor wanted? Did he admit that he made a mistake? Did he confess with his mouth that this would never happen again? And has his actions aligned with what he was telling you? None of that has been mentioned in the letter. I can see that you're upset about it, and you damn well should be. This is your man out here got you looking stupid in the streets because his involvement with a coworker has went too far, and now this girl is losing her mind by his accounts. She's crazy obsessed. Obsessed with what, sis? See, we're getting back to the original Diva Speaks, because original Diva Speaks was the girl that you could talk to when you felt like you could talk to somebody, but you didn't. Okay, so this is where I am. Ask yourself, what has she experienced about your husband that has been so amazing, so wonderful, so magical, okay? So out of this world that she's going crazy. What did he do to her? What is he doing with her? What did she do to him to allow him to do it to her? Think about it. Like, she's just arbitrarily losing her mind over your man when she got her own husband at home. And she says that, according to you, you say in the letter that her husband is willing to forgive her. She refuses to speak to you, but she shows up at your husband's job demanding to talk to him. Sis, there's more to this story than you are gathering. And I tell you that because that is to empower you. Because you're not working with all of the information right now. Let me assure you, you're not working with all of the information. And your husband knows that if you was to discover the truth, things would not turn out in his favor. That's why he is withholding it from you. But the truth will empower you, and it can set you free, and you will be able to make an informed decision what would be best for you, or you would know how to move forward once you discover all of the truth. This woman is not willing to talk to you because she's still willing to protect your husband and what they have going on. Can I say that again? She's not willing, nor is she ready to talk to you because she's still willing and she's in that mindset of protecting your husband, their secret, their relationship, and she's wanting to further, you know, cultivate it. She wants to feed it more. She wants it to grow. She wants something more with your husband. So she's not willing to talk to you. She's not. Because I can assure you that if he really put his foot down and put this chick in check, And tell her off like he should have from day one, when it allegedly is not emotional, nor is it physical, she would have went on about her business. But here she are, she's still knocking. I don't know about you, but what I couldn't be able to wrap my mind around is this woman is, by your own account, she's obsessed with you. Okay, and she's crazy about you. Okay, but you say it's not sexual and it wasn't emotional. So how did it get to that level? What was so amazing about you? What was it that she experienced about you that drove her crazy? And here I am married to your ass and I haven't experienced that. What the hell was you doing with this woman? You better sit your man down. You better talk to your husband. That's what I would encourage you to do. Talk to your husband. Talk to your husband. Your energy don't need to be on her. You need to talk to him. Exactly. Talk to him, baby, because he is the offender. You took vows with this man. You wear this man's last name. Okay? You share a life together. The two of you are supposed to be one. And yet, he got other women out here in these streets doing the most behind his ass. Talk to your husband, girl. And you know what else I always say? For whatever you think you've discovered or uncovered already, baby, there is so much more that you don't know. And I know this for a fact because he's not willing to come clean. He hasn't, again, He hasn't apologized to you for his role or involvement in whatever they had going on. And I know that your intuition is kicking in because you won't let it go. That is your intuition, your God-given intuition kicking in, telling you, my husband is lying to my face. He's not coming clean. Even if he's lying by omission, he's not being truthful with you. If you want to keep your husband in your marriage, and I always support that, you need to talk to your man, girl. Talk to your husband. Get the devil about your marriage. And try to get the devil about your husband. And these inappropriate conversations that lead to inappropriate situations that your husband is finding himself in, and not allowing you to have peace and stability and security in your marriage. He is the problem, not her, because he allowed all of this to happen, whatever happened. You know, I'm not going to say that whatever. I may think it. I'm kind of thinking it. But he allows some shit to go down. I'm telling you, it's painful. And you know what? Sometimes we have to accept that. Sometimes you have to accept that the person that you married is sometimes just, excuse my French, fucking up. Without any thought to the consequences, without any thought to as to how this may turn out, without any thought to how this could impact the bond that we share. Oh, who is that? Thank you. Oh, what was that? I like that. Much love to you, whoever that was. Thank you. But yeah, and you know what? As time goes on in my own life, the more I realize that covenants aren't taken as serious as they used to be. People don't take your marriage serious, and you damn sure got a problem if you married to somebody who has lost their way. And that's me putting it very, very nicely. But if you're just now joining, let me just go ahead and recap this letter or reread it or whatever. I'm going to try to read it without the glasses because I got to tuck my hair behind and then the cap, and it's too much going on. So just bear with me, guys. So our good sis wrote in because she fears that her husband has cheated on her with an ex coworker. And let me just circle back to what I always say. Be mindful, be aware, keep your eyes open. Trust me, I know I'm not a cheater. I've never been a cheater, but I've been privy to a lot of affairs on the job. The workplace is where a lot of people go to cheat in peace. Okay? If you don't take anything else away from this live, take that with you. But our good sis says the following. I'm going to silence the music so I can do this over. She says, my husband keeps denying he cheated with an ex coworker. He says nothing happened. There was no physical contact and definitely no emotional relationship on his end. I just caught that. On his end. So he acknowledges that there's an emotional attachment on her end, but yet he fails to nip it in the bud. He is allowing this bullshit to continue to fester on and on because he hasn't done what he's supposed to as your husband, as a married man, to put a stop to this alleged crazy woman. But let me just continue with the letter. The letter says, thing is, his coworker is also married and keeps sending him messages saying she misses him and misses talking to him. Mm-hmm. Again, inappropriate conversation. What the hell was you talking to this woman about, that this woman missed talking to you and she risking getting her ass whooped? Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't supposed to say that, was a. Anyway, she feels guilty thinking about him. Long story short, she sent him an email saying she confronted her husband of being in a physical and emotional relationship with someone else, and she wishes that she didn't. She said her husband would forgive her actions, yet my husband never replies, but I chose to reply. She never gave me the time of day to speak with her. And again, I'm going to stop right there at the letter. Says, she don't want to talk to you because she's invested in the relationship that she's trying to protect with your husband. And she feels, as long as she keeps her mouth closed, that the two of them can continue their affair, whatever type of affair it was. She's protecting him and whatever they had or have or whatever she thinks it could be. Okay. That's why she don't want to talk to you. But in a lot of the letters that I've had over the past, honey, just sit tight for a while. If your man's telling the truth, she'll get pissed off soon enough and you'll get some of the answers maybe fabricated a little bit. But she's going to sing like most of them do when they don't get their way with your husband. Then they want to tell it all. They don't want to tell it all when they busting it wide open, when your husband busting wet ones up in them. They don't want to talk then. They want to talk when they get discarded. But I digress. This girl texts saying, this girl starts texting him again saying she misses him and she wants to see him before she leaves and goes out of town. I'm mentally not okay and only heard my husband's part of the story. She's crazy. I was scared she would tell you anything, so I kept it going. It was never an emotional affair on my end. So he claims this girl is crazy obsessed, yet the messages say otherwise. Girl, sis, she's showing up. This woman's showing up at your husband's job. See, that's a whole nother. And I don't condone violence. I'm not even that type of woman. I don't want to say I'm scary, but I'm lazy. I can't be putting my hands on you. I'm lazy. I don't have the energy or the effort, but you try me. You try me and show up at my husband's job and you trying to jeopardize the livelihood or the money that he brings into this home to support me, him, and the family that we... Girl, do you understand what type of danger you putting yourself in? But furthermore, why didn't he get aggressive with his actions to check this woman? I don't get it. Like, I thought that was the line that we never crossed, like showing up at his job. Like, how desperate can you be? And let's just say, sis, let's just go ahead and talk about it. Let's just say that it was sexual, because it is a possibility. Girl, don't let dick get you put in jail. Don't let dick get your ass have a public restraining order on you. Don't let that penis, okay, get you in a situation you can't get your behind out of when you got your own penis at home. What is wrong with you? I would be so upset with my husband, girl. I would be so upset and I wouldn't, mentally not okay? No, he needs to be not okay. You need to be making sure he's not okay. You don't need to be the one in turmoil or distress. He needs to be. He has violated you. He has violated the covenant in some aspect. If you guys got all of this going on and this chick showing up at his job, something ain't right with that. Pray about it, girl. Get a good support system. Start watching things and watching how things unfold. Pay attention to what he's telling you. Also pay attention to the details that are missing. If it don't make sense, it ain't the truth. Judge Judy taught me that. If it don't make sense, it's a lie. It's got to make sense in order for it to be the truth. And if it don't make sense, the only exception is he's lying by omission. Some information is missing. If you want to save your marriage and your husband and your covenant, you got to fight for what you know to be yours, which is your covenant, your marriage, your husband. But you better fight with some sense. Do it the legal way. Protect yourself legally and do what you need to do to get the answers from your man. And once all of this is over with, said and done, you need to have a recap and a discussion with him to find out what lesson did he learn from all of this. Does he understand how his actions have impacted your marriage, your trust, your emotions, everything about you and what you and he were building? Does he understand how his moments of indiscretion, how his moments of weakness and him taking his conversations to a person of the opposite sex, what a mess he has created? He needs to understand all of that in order for him not to ever repeat this again. You need to find out, is he attracted to this woman? Does he really have feelings for this woman? You got some work to do. You have some work to do. Don't focus on talking to her. Talk to your husband. Your husband. Your man, girl. Talk to your husband, okay? We are living in the last days, sis. The enemy has a lot of things under attack that were ordained by God. I feel that most marriages are ordained by God. They are holy covenants. And you know what? You and your relationship is no exception. Neither is anyone else's, including my own. The enemy is doing his job. He is working overtime. So if you want to keep your marriage and your relationship, you got to be willing to put in the work and to protect it. Protect your relationship and your marriage. And if this girl keep doing what she doing, you need to make sure that you have in mind the steps that you are going to take next to ensure that she gets the message. Okay? You got your own husband, girl. Gone on over there and play somewhere. But you playing in my face stops today. However you need to say it. So guys, this has been Talk That Talk with Diva Speaks Relationships. My name is Angela Potariel. I had time today. I did mention that, you know, fresh from Quebec, back in the Queen City, about to head back out to Philly and get back to work. But guys, just be encouraged and just know whatever you're going through, you're not alone. Everybody going through something. It don't even have to be in your relationship that involves matters of the heart. It could be in any relationship. You know, relationships with your siblings, you know, people within your family, people at the office. You know, it's everywhere. People are going through things. So just be encouraged and just know that you're not alone. And you know, if you have someone you can talk to about whatever you're going through, make sure that you take advantage of that and seek the solutions. Seek, who is that? Who is that? Thank you. Seek the solutions. You know, I'm big on that. I am big on letting you know you are not alone. That's where the enemy fights you the hardest. You get by yourself sometimes, especially a woman like me. I isolate, I shut down, and it's just not because I'm trying to be funny acting with people. It's just that's my way of self-soothing and seeking the answers and, you know, seeking God's best for me or seeking God's answers in whatever I'm going through, because I'm not exempt either, guys. Not exempt from anything. Life is happening to all of us. But the enemy's number one thing with a lot of people is drawing you into isolation, and then he begins to work on you and to make you feel as if God has forgotten you, that everything that is happening to you, you know, God does not care, that you're going through this all by yourself. No one is going through this, or no one has ever experienced the pain and the depression or the turmoil that you may be experiencing in those moments or in that season. And that is simply a lie. That is a lie from the pit of hell. A lot of people go through what a lot of other people go through. Some of us are just more private than others. Some of us choose to handle it in different ways than others, but it's happening. So don't be embarrassed. Don't let the enemy take you down that deep, dark road of depression, thinking you can't come back from it, because you can. God will give you beauty for your ashes, honey. He will give you beauty for your ashes. And this is not for everybody. This is for some. And you'll know it's for you. Honey, whatever you're going through in that marriage or that relationship, just know some of you was meant to go through it. God allowed it for a reason, because whatever you had going on wasn't right before. Your foundation was all wrong and it wasn't stable. So God allowed it. Nothing happens to you without God's permission. God allowed that thing to happen so that you could open up your eyes and see the error of your ways or your missteps or the areas that you needed improvement in order to have the type of relationship that you could live, exist, and be happy in. So some of you got a major breakthrough coming. Restoration is yours. Healing is your portion. Reconciliation will be there. Just understand that you must learn the lessons that needed to be learned in order to get out of this. And whatever you went through and you survived, yours could be the testimony to help somebody else not give up along the way, no matter what it looks like. And I did say that wasn't for everybody. That is for some. Some people give up a little bit too quick, too soon, before that breakthrough. Don't do it. If you know that I'm talking to you, then that's your confirmation. Don't give up. God watches everything. You will have the last laugh. You will have the victory. You will have a testimony. And you will have a new beginning in that marriage and or that relationship. Don't give up. Just know that Satan is not going to give up either. Hey, the enemy ain't going to give up. So what you going to do? If you leave this relationship and go on to the next one, the enemy is still going to be present if God is in your life. So what you going to do? You going to give up? Or you going to do what you need to do to make sure that you are fully protected by the Holy Spirit and the Word of God? Don't give up. Some of you got some situations that you just, you know what, you've done everything you could. You've tolerated the disrespect long enough. You've said, you know what, you had one chance to get it right. You didn't. I don't wish any harm to you, but as for me, I'm moving on with my life. That's your business. I support that as well, because you know what you cannot and will not tolerate in your life. So there you have it. Again, my name is Angela Potariel, guys. You know, this is what I do. So if you don't know, just know that I do have two therapeutic card games on Amazon, okay? Under Diva Speaks Relationships. One is relationship therapy for those in a crisis and you feel it coming, or you know something's not right and something's off. It is a therapeutic tool. And then there's my prized possession, my baby, Surviving Infidelity. You can find both of those games on Amazon, Etsy, eBay, and, you know, my website, diva-speaks-official.com. And don't forget, the Diva Speaks Relationships Roku channel is available on your Roku device, as well as Diva Speaks TV, which is available on Amazon Fire for the Android users. You can also catch my talk show, my televised talk show, on Spectrum Cable, as well as AT&T Uverse. If you are in the Carolinas and you have Spectrum Cable, you can catch my show every second and fourth Friday at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Channel 21 at Spectrum Cable, my televised show. I'm on television, y'all. Turn the TV on, baby. Yes. And AT&T Uverse Channel 99. Again, every second and fourth Friday of the month at 11 p.m. You can also live stream my television show at the television station's website, which is tvaccess21.com, every second and fourth Friday of the month at 11 p.m. But check out my Roku channel first, because I'll pop it over there before it goes anywhere else. So yeah, it has been my pleasure talking. Hey, look, I'm just now looking. Y'all, you know I'm kind of slow some days. I'm real slow. But hey, guys. Hi, Doretha. Hi, Devon, like Dalvin and Devante. Hey, Devon. Yeah, guys. So, yeah. So, just be encouraged. And if you're going through this, get through it. Don't stop. You can't get to the other side if you stop. So, I hope to see you guys on my next live. Make sure that if you just kind of stumbled across me and you're like, who is this chick right here? This is Angela. Angela Potareal. Make sure you follow. You know, I follow back. But hey, if you unfollow, because I'm so anal and petty, I will unfollow your ass right back. I have no problems with that, because I go through my list all the time. My numbers go down. You know, I have an accounting and finance background, right? So I watch them numbers, following followers, and the numbers change. I said, oh, somebody playing in my face. I play with you right back. Reciprocity. But anyway, you guys have an amazing rest of your week. Happy Monday. And we'll fellowship again another day. Toodles.